Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Welcome to Wednesday's podcast. Our reading today is Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 14. But today we'll read verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. Thought for the day. Circumstances change in life. For example, right now you may have very small children, and life can feel like you're confined to your home for most of the day. And that can be hugely frustrating. And when you hear people say, oh, well, you can make a huge difference for God, you might well think, well, yeah, but great, but how? Perhaps finances are tight. Perhaps you're experiencing sickness. All the kind of things that seem to confine and contain life. Paul is writing to the Colossian church from prison. And what strikes me about that is this, that Paul does not let the circumstance of confinement contain him. In other words, while he cannot be with the Colossian church in person, he can write to them. He can use the form of the communication of the day. And as he states in verse 9, he says, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. You see, it's tempting to think, oh, I can't really make a difference until my circumstances change. But we can all pray, because prayer makes a difference. The circumstances of the Colossian church are pretty dire. There was lots of opposition and oppression. There was intense spiritual warfare, and some parts of the church were coming under the influence of false teaching and heresy, being drawn away from Jesus. Interestingly, Paul doesn't offer counsel in these verses to avoid those circumstances, but that the fledgling Christians, that little church, would stand firm in the midst of the battle, so that the Colossian church wouldn't become confined by the culture around them, but they would walk in a way that is worthy of the Lord, bearing fruit in every good work, it says in verse 10. Sandy Miller, the former vicar of Holy Trinity Brompton in London, which is the home of the Alpha Course, would often say, in the most beautifully understated way, there's a war on, don't you know? It was a wonderful, gentle reminder that Christians, that we are born into a spiritual battle. And as the Apostle Paul demonstrates, we have a fantastic weapon, prayer. So why pray? Throughout the scriptures, we see that men and women have talked to God in prayer. And Jesus shows us a model of prayer. He talks to God, he prays with others, but also he withdraws to pray alone with God. The beauty of prayer is that we get to speak to God himself face to face. We don't need someone to pray on our behalf, like the priests of the Old Testament. But little old me and you can talk directly to God. I was reminded of this recently. Our son Theo, for some reason, has never been a great sleeper. Often he can wake in the early hours or the middle of the night, and sometimes he'll just barge into our bedroom at some very unearthly hour and ask for help, mostly for something silly like he can't find his blue mini or he can't find his soft toy bunny. He just walks right in and starts talking, doesn't matter what time of day it is. I once heard the US pastor Timothy Keller, pastor and theologian, say this, the only person who dares wake up a king at 3 o'clock in the morning for a glass of water is a child. We have that kind of access. And the truth is that prayer is access to God. As my son walks into our bedroom in the middle of the night, so too we can barge into the throne room of heaven because of Jesus and his grace and ask God for his help and intervention. The French monk Brother Lawrence taught that we can be as close to God, he can be as close to God washing up pots and pans as he could be in the chapel in the presence of God. That we can talk to God, bring to him our concerns, our hopes, our hurts, everything at any time. When we're walking to work, when we walk in into that meeting, we send up that arrow prayer after we've dropped the kids off at school or if we go for a run. It's in all of these times that we can talk to God. Irrespective of our circumstances, we can pray. We can talk to Jesus, and prayer changes things. My mom told me a recent story of a little old lady. She's housebound, but decided not to get bitter about this and instead dedicate her days to prayer. Talk about confining circumstances. Well, my mom's home group were overjoyed and amazed when a message got back to them to say that this little old lady was overjoyed because she'd been praying for an opportunity to share Jesus with someone, and she'd somehow managed to lead the gas man to Christ the week before. Let's pray. Father, show us how we can pray and who we can pray for, that you will change circumstances and change us through the power of prayer. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 14. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he who has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You are the word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name. love they can stand against. What a power.